Today's daf in Masechet Brachot Yerushalmi is daf Lamed Zayin. We are still holding on daf Lamed Vav Amud Beit on the last of the smaller lines, Omar Rabbi Elazar. So yesterday we learned that the same way that the Nevi'im from the Deres HaRishonim would always complete what they were saying, despite the fact that maybe they had very harsh things and painful Nevi'ot to say, but their closing was always with Divrei Nechama. Today, Rabbi Elazar points out that you can hardly say that that's a rule, because Omar Rabbi Elazar chutz Mirmiyo. Mirmiyo ended also with a tough chatima, shechatam b'divrei tochachot, and not with Divrei Shevach v'Nechamot, because the end of the book is also involved in the destruction of Yerushalayim, and tearing down the Beit HaMikdash, and Sitiyo's gold, and death, and so on and so forth, and because of that, it obviously isn't a rule all over. Omar lo Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Elazar, that's not true. Od hu b'divrei Nechamot chatam. Yirmiyo also ended with something warm, because he said, in the end, Yomar, kacha tishka bavel v'lo takum, mipnei hara'ah, asher anochi mivi aleah, v'ya'ufu, ad eina divrei Yirmiyo. So that is something that is encouraging to Klal Yisrael, because the fall of Bavel is basically, we understand, that is the something that is beautiful for Yisrael to know. Now this, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, is that Yirmiyo, the book, is not in fact in order of Yirmiyo's actual words. And that's why it says at the end of the pasuk, Ad Hina Divri Yirmiyo, to tell us that these were his closing words, despite the fact that this is not the end of the Sefer. So it adds that to make it clear. So, if we find at the very end of the book, we see that there's once again more about the Churban. So, you might think that those were really his closing words. That's why it adds at the end, to tell me that no, actually, and not with what you think he ended, which was the Churban of the Bayit, but rather the Churban of those who destroyed the Bayit. And those are not, those closing words are not his closing words, they're the book's closing words. But wait a minute, how about in Yeshayahu, where it says, V'aktiv, V'yatzu v'ra'u b'ki pigrei anashim apushim b'ki tolatam lo tamud, v'isham lo tichbeh, v'ayu dei ra'on l'chol basar. So that sounds pretty bad to me. And that's the pasuk, basically, that we bring for Minim and Mosrim and Abikursim, Gemara brings in Rosh Hashanah, that's something that is terrible. There will always be a symbol. Hell itself will freeze over, but they will always be visible as being punished. The answer is the Gemara, well, that's essentially a remez to Ovdei Kochavim Yaskin. So those people, that's a nechama for Yisrael. And even though at Lamaisa we do find that it includes Minim and Apikorsim, but they are included together with Ovdei Kochavim. Even though the Gemara says this, the reality is that we have the minhag of Yetakek. The minhag of Yetakek, it means that there are those four Sfarim where we do not, even though we're reading the closing pasuk, we repeat the pasuk before the closing pasuk in order to be Messiah with Divrei Nechama. And that's in Yeshayahu, and in Treyaser, and in Koheles, and in Kinos. So that means that even if the Gemara here is asserting that it's not so bad, obviously the minhag is that it certainly leaves people shaken. Ask the Gemara, what about Megillat Eicha? V'aktiv ki mos ma'astano katzavta aleinu ad ma'on. And it says the Gemara that actually the word Hashivenu that appears, Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh yomenu, is part of Hashivenu instead of mos ma'astano. In other words, what we're saying is that it's enough already, and therefore Hashivenu is really the end. And the idea is be'ikar Hashivenu Hashem Elecha, and ki mos ma'astano, it should be a change in that status. Now, we said before that you should also and in the famous, the most dramatic Yipater Mitoch Havero ever, which was, of course, when Elio was taken in a flaming chariot up to the Shamayim, they were talking. It says, and at that moment, the Rechav Eish and the Suseyesh come and take Elio b'Sa'ara HaShamayim. So, Aloch v'Daber, Medaber, we understand to mean speaking in Divrei Torah. And the question is, what exactly were they talking about? Bameh are you asking? So Rabbi Achva and Rabbi Zeir Omar, they were being Eisek in the parsha of Kriyat Shema. So that's V'dibarta Bam. Aloch V'daber is a reference to V'dibarta. Rabbi Yudah ben Paz, Yomer, they were being Eisek in Briyat HaOlam. They were being Eisek in Maisa Bereishis. Kabodi Amar, Bidvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu. So Aloch V'daber in the Dvar Hashem. Rabbi Yudah ben Reda Revai V'Omar, V'nachamot Yerushalayim are yours. Because it's Dabru, Alev Yerushalayim, which is another remez in Aloch V'daber. Rabbon and Amre, they were being Eisek in Maisa Merkava. And that's exactly what the Pasuk is referring to, because it's a he, Vayi Hema Hochim Aloch V'daber, V'nei Rechav Eish. So they were Aloch V'daber about the sugi of Rechav Eish, which is a reference to Merkava Sashchina. Now, the question is, when we say Bitoch in Devar Torah, what type of Torah are we talking about? So when we say here, we were talking about Eliyahu, but what about in terms of Tefillah? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar, Lo Yamod Adam V'yitpalel El Mitoch Din Shel Halacha. What you need to be doing is being involved in a Dvar Halacha, something that doesn't require a lot of thinking, and it doesn't involve your mind in a way that makes it difficult to concentrate on your Tefillah, because then you'll be drawn to figure out the sugya that you're working on instead of davening properly. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Haseik B'tzorchei Tzibur. Somebody who's involved in caring, even about the simplest things that are logistics, but they're B'tzorchei Tzibur. That is the equivalent of being Haseik in Divrei Torah, and he is allowed to daven directly from that. And when you're talking about Dvar Halacha, that is absolutely without any grounds to draw your attention away from Tefillah. We mean something like Ravuna says that a woman who is Ro'at, Tipak, Ein Achardal, Yoshevet, Meshomeret, Olav, Shiva, Nekiim, and then you get up and you can be Matzli. Why? Because that Halacha has no basis in any type of Svara. It's simply the way that the Nashim were Mekablot al Atzman to always keep Shivas Nekiim. And there's nothing to discuss about it. There's no Svaras that could possibly keep you from concentrating on your Tefillah. Another example by Zero Rebbe Chanina, Amakiz Dan B'Kodashim Ma'al. Somebody who is Nene by taking Dam from Kachim is over on Mi'iyah. Odu Mi'alachot Ketzuvot. That's also something like that. It is also something that doesn't require you. Furthermore, Tani Bar Kapora Omar, Achad Asar Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida is Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Okay, well, what are you going to argue about? That there's a period of 11 days during which if a woman is Roya Dam after the conclusion of her previous period, that she is being Roya Dam Zivas and not Dam Nidais. That's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai and is considered to be a Halacha without Tirda. Tani Rebbe Oshaya, Marbe Adam Dagan B'Teven. Person is allowed to leave Dagan mixed with his Teven, and thereby, if he takes it into his house, he actually is ending up Mari Malo, Lipotro Mina Masrot, because the Tvua is not going to be Yom Chayev until it's finished. And if you leave it in its Teven, it's not finished. But that Halacha that you're allowed to do that is also considered to be Mitov Dvar Halacha. Abdan Omar, Abdan Sha'al, Abdan asked Rebbe, Kama Ma. Lot B'Kodesh? How many levels of Chumrah are there in Kodesh? And Rebbe would answer him, Arba B'Kama Ma'alot B'Truma. And he would say, Shalosh. And then he would go and he would daven. That way, he was involved in something that is completely a halacha psukah that requires no iyun, because those are Ma'alot B'Kodesh and Ma'alot B'Truma, and therefore they're just givens. So the simple meaning of the Ma'alot over here is just a reference to Dargot, not, in other words, how many levels are there. So when it comes to shlishi is metame bekedesh, but a truma, there's only a shlishi for psul. In kodesh, there's a revi for psul. Rabbi Chizkia quotes Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quotes Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Me'olam ayei abasuk hazeh zaz mitochicha. You should always, in order to keep emptiness and foolishness out of your mouth and out of your heart, and being right, be mispalo. Hashem tzvakot imanu misgavlon elokei Yaakov Sela. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Habu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'chaviraya that this is the pasuk that you should always keep in your mind. Hashem tzvakot ashrei odom b'teach b'ach, and you should, whenever you're allowed to speak, you should repeat that, and that's something that also will keep you in the presence of the Shekhinah. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Abba, who says that you should be used to saying the following tefillah. Yiratzonu fanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu, shetatzilenu mishaot achatzufot, hakashot, haraot, Hayotzot hamidrashot lavo la'olam. So things that are abnormal, yotzot means they're not part of our expectations. Tough times, bad times, accidents, tough and painful times that might chas v'shalom be on their way to the world. In abdim la'itbalel, said the Mishnah, elamito kovid rosh Rabbi Yeshua min Levi Yomar. This is learned from the pasuk Yishtachvel Hashem b'hadrat kodesh. We can read that not b'hadrat, but rather b'cheradat kodesh. A person should feel the trembling of the coming of kedusha. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Amar. It's from Ivdu et Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ra'ada. Amar v'acha. If you do that, when mekayim that, you're oivin miyira, then l'kishi yavo yom ra'ada tagilu. This is Ivdu et Hashem b'yira in order that in a time when everyone else is trembling, that is to say the yom hadin, you will be in a matzav of gila and be certain of zichus. It says in the Mishnah that the chassidim rishonim rishonim shachas zivnei atfila omrev Yoshua ben Levi zeshu omed umitavol tzarich leshev shtei yeshivot. A person who is about to daven is also mechuyev to sit twice. Once before he gets up in order for him to think calmly about what he's about to say. Ve'achad mishi yitavol, and then not run out quickly to get away from his tefila, but to sit down and to show that he wants Adarab to be kavua bebeit Hashem and is reluctantly leave. Achelo yitalel, we know that he has to be yoshev, because it says Ashrei yoshev techa, and then od yalulu chasela. So first you sit in the Beis Hashem, and then you're a mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefila. Achat mishi yitpalel, because it says ach tzadikim yodu l'shmecha first, and then yeshvu yesharim et panecha. So after the yodu l'shimcha and tefila, they should sit down and see your face, not run out right away. A brighter continues. Chassidim rishonim ayu sha'ah shohim sha'ah achat mitpalelim sha'ah v'shohim sha'ah. Also afterwards, which is a total of 3 hours. It's meant literally 3 hours for every tefillah, which means that they're taking up 9 hours of the day in tefillah. When do they have time to do anything else? When do they have the time to learn? Because of the darga of their chassidut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them to remember their Torah and to understand it immediately, and sent them a broch and a little bit of work that they did to be zocha to parnasa. Somebody who doesn't walk into shul, he davens outside of the shul, is called a rasha, because it says rishayim walk around on the outside, meaning they walk around on the outside of the shul, but they don't want to come in. If you don't make it your business to go to a Beit HaKnesset in this world, so then also in Olam Haba, you won't have a Beit HaKnesset Matam. Saviv Rishaim Yithalachun. Yithalachun means in the future they will continue to be Yithalachun in the same fashion. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Amit Halel, Betoch Beto, Kiilu Makifo Chomash Barzel. Somebody who actually is able to be Mitpalel in his house is as if he's surrounded with an iron curtain, an iron wall, because that way he is protected, he's protecting the house, and he's protected from interferences with his kavana. Machlefa shitatit Rabbi Yochanan, which seems to be a contradiction to something that Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere, because Taman, before we learned that Amar Abba'am Rabbi Yabashem Rabbi Yochanan Tzarich Adam Litvalil Bemakom Shum Yuchat Litvila. A person is daft, is opposed to daven in the Beit HaKnesset, because that's the place where it's set aside for that purpose specifically. And now he's changed his mind here a few pages later, and he's telling us that you should daven in your own home. It says the Gemara can't be a chid. It's talking about if you don't have 10 people to be mitpalel b'tzibur, so then in your own home it's a chomad barzel. It can't be tzibur, but there is a tzibur there that you're able to daven with, then your chiv is to be mitpalel with a tzibur together. It's interesting that we don't paskin like this, but the Shulchan Aruch brings that even if you're being mitpalel b'yechidus, you should daven in the shul. Rabbi Pinchas, b'shem Rabbi Hoshaya, mitpalel b'beit haKnesset kilo makriv mincha tahora. Matam, it says, kasher yaviu b'nei Yisrael et mincha b'chli tahor beit Hashem. So you see, the Beit Hashem is where it is that you daven. It's as if you're bringing a mincha Torah. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Abu says, the pasuk that says, D'yishar Hashem b'him matzo, means that there's a place also where his matzo, not just the time. Eichanu matzo, where is that place? U'batei k'nesiyot, u'batei medrashot. Kira'u b'yahoto karo karov, call him when he is close. Where is a place where the Shechina is close? Echanu karov, v'batei kinesiyot, v'batei midrashot. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar v'lo od, ela she'elohehem, omed al gabam. Those who are in the Beit HaKnesset have the advantage of the Shechina being there waiting for them. My time, because it says, Elohim nitzav ba'adat kel, bekerav Elohim yishpot. So where you have everybody coming together for tefillah in the Eda, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omeid, bekerav, and waits. Rav Chisda amar, zeh shenichmas Beit HaKnesset tzorach likaleis b'shnei dlatot. When you're going into the Beit HaKnesset, you shouldn't stand next to the door as if you want to get out right away, but rather you should walk in and settle down. Matam, Ashrei Adam Shomeali, the shear in the pasuk of a person that Shomeali is Lishkod al Daltotai. Daltotai is a lashon of two dlatot, v'lo dalti, and it continues on to say Lishmor Mizuzot Tachai, Mizuzot v'lo Mizuzat. So the shear is the shear of two doors. Masakein Makif Tama, and note, what does the pasuk continue to say there? Ki motzi matzachayim. Rav Chuna Oma, Zeshu olech l'Beit HaKnesset tzarich lakel et raglav. If you're walking to shul, then you walk fast, as if like you're excited and you're able to fly. Matan, nid'an nirdefa l'dat Hashem. It's like we're full of desire, rushing to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukashu yotzei, but when you're leaving shul, tzarich lalech kima, you walk slowly, and you put one foot in front of the other, as if you're reluctant to leave. Matan, because it says, ki atat se'adai tispor. Now, counting my footsteps. Omar Rabbi Yochan, berit kirutaki, Hayagea Tamudo beBeit HaKnesset lo b'meirah u'mishakiach. It's like a bris with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that if you sit and you're Isaac and learning in a Beit HaKnesset, you will not forget readily. Omer Rabbi Yochanan from Anatot, Anatan Yata, Brit Krutai Shahayogea B'Talmudah B'Tzin'ah Lo B'Meirah Meshakeah. Furthermore, somebody who doesn't make a big fuss showing off about that he's learning also has this promise that he will remember his learning. Matam Ve'et Tzinu'im Chuchma. That Chuchma is to be found with people who are Tzinu'ah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Brit Krutah Shalom. Somebody who's learning Divrei Haggadah inside is also going to remember it. Somebody who works out his learning so that he learns it in order to understand it will not forget it rapidly. Because it says, it has to be things that are ra'u einecha. Ra'u einecha is direct reception and understanding. Rabbi Yona, b'shem Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, zesh ro'eh chalom kashe, tzorech lomar. If somebody has a bad dream, you should say this tefillah, yiratzom lufanecha Hashem elokai velokei avotai, shiyukol chalomotai shechalamti bein balayla hazeh, bein b'shar alelot, bein shechalamti ani, o bein shechomu alai, meaning li achirim, im tovimim yitkemu alai, l'sa which is a euphemism, meaning if it's bad news. So, k'shem shahafachtad mehamara l'metika, and meiricho yedei Elisha l'metika, and the klala of Bilam ben Baor l'vracha, kein ta'afoch et kol chalamot ha'kashim, u'mashachomu li'achirim, l'tova l'vracha l'frua l'chayim l'simcha l'sason u'l'shalom. And then you should say the three psukim, which are hafechot, which are hafachtad mis. So this is to be mahapech, the bad to the good. Another lesson of turning it upside down, it should become out of the bad good. And the third one is az tismach betulam b'machol uvachorim uzikinim yachdav v'hafachti avlam l'sason v'ni. So these shalosh hafichot are remis the haficha of the chalom. And then the Mishnah continued, Afilu melech shor b'shlomo lo yeshivenu. Now that's not always true, because Omer Avach, that's only if it's Malchi Yisrael. But if you try to do that to Malchi Moto Olam, you're going to get your head cut off. And therefore, you certainly are meshiv to a melech, meshiv shilat shalom. Tony, haya kotevet Hashem, when a sofer is writing, and he writes the Shem Hashem with the kavona to the entire Shem, Afilu melech shor b'shlomo lo yeshivenu. If you're writing Shemot one after another, like Ke'el Elokim Hashem, then you can interrupt after you finish one of them. whichever one you were being Isaac in, and then you're a Meshiv She'elat Shalom. And once happened that Rabbi Yochanan, Avayati, Kore, Kamek Nishtad, Bovo, Betzipari. So Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in front of the Beit HaKnesset of the Bovo Beit HaKnesset, I mean, people that kept them in Hagim of Bovo, they had their own shul in Tzipori. And Arvar Arkona, Velokam Leit Mikamoi. So one of the government officials there, the governor, walked by, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't even notice him. He was busy learning. Aton de Ba'ayin Mimchune. So the guy wanted to beat him up. Maralon, so the Arkona said, to the soldiers, and they said, Arpune, let him go. This guy is being osik in the nimusim, not in our nimusim, which are the etiquette of how it is that you treat a sar, but he's being osik in the nimusim of HaKadosh Baruch, of the Boret. Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Shurban Levi, Alon Kame, Antiputa de Kesari, they once walked together to the governor of Kesari, and Chamtun, Vakamin Komea. So the governor saw them and stood up. Omrulay, so they hear the Avarim also. We're very upset. You get up from a bunch of dirty Jews. Marlon, so he said to them, when I looked at them, I saw the face of angels. Abayim de Malachin Chamit. And that's why I stood. Ribyona, Ribyosi. Alon Kome, Arsikinis of Bantuchia, they came to the king, Arsikinis, and in Antioch, in Chamtun, he saw them become in Kamehameh, and he jumped up and stood in front of them. So Amri lay again there too, the Avadim say, what? What's the matter with you? Stand up for dirty Jews? This is the vision that comes to me as I go into battle, and whenever I see them, that's when I am Zocha in the battle to win. And Rabbi Avon, Al Kamoi Machuta, Rabbi Avon also went to see the king. And King Nafach, when he was leaving, he was Afach Kedal. He turned his back to the king. He didn't walk backwards the way you're supposed to. So they jumped out to kill him. Hatan Vayim Mikdaluna. And Chamun trained Sikuke Dinur Nafkin and Mikdalai. And as they were about to cut off his head, they saw these fire sparks of lightning that are pouring out of the back of his head, and they left him alone. Shafku. Look, Ayema Shanemar Vera Ukolami. And some obviously connect us to the tefillin, because that's a reference to Tefillin Shorosh, and it must be a remez to the Ritzuas HaTefillin that they saw. And Tani Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra'i lecha v'yiru mimecha, is kol amei ha'aretz is afilu ruchot, afilu shedim, even non-physical beings will also be in terror of you, non-humans. Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yonatan were being metayo in the street, in the Yisratim, which is the main highway, and the Chamton Chad, and Shabon, Amarlon Shlomchon Raboya. So one of the important members of the government sees them, he says to them, Shalom Rav. So they say, Amorin, Afilu Tar Abriot, Inalina Ra. You see that the people that would love to be mezalzel in us, even they can't. So even the creatures, meaning of the creation, that is the ones that are the most chashava, the ones Bali Tar, they cannot hurt us, even though we know that how much they would love to. Aflamet Zayin. Omer Rabbi Elazar, chutz mirinyo shechatan divrei tochachot. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, not true. Odu bidivrei nechamot chatan. Because it says, kocha tishka bavel, fish haya yirmiyah chozer mitnavea beit hamikdash. You think that was the last part of the Sefer, even though it ends with that. Yochu b'churban beit hamikdash chatan. That's why after kocha tishka bavel, it pasuk closes with ad hena divrei yirmiyah, so that you should know that yirmiyah actually, his final words were b'mapolet shel machrivav chatan, and not with the actual churban, lo chatan b'divrei tochachot. Well, what about v'ayudei ra'on l'chol basar? That's a reference to goyim. That's the conclusion of Hashivenu Hashem Elecha V'Rashuva. In other words, Tachar Kimos Ma'astanu. It's time for a bit of a change. And Afe Liyo Lo Niftar Mi Elisha Ela Mitoch Devar Shel Torah. It says over there, Vayehem Ahochim Aloch V'Daber. By the way, what were they talking about? B'mel Yoskim. So Achva B'Rebizira Omar, they were being Isaac in Kriyat Shema. Why? Because Echmad Omar V'Dibar Tabam. So that's the lotion of Dibur. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi Amar, no, they were being Isik and Maisa Bereshis. And Bibriyat Olama, you ask in Echmad Amar, Bidvar Hashem, Dvar Shemaim Nasa. Rabbi Yehuda, Parade of the Bible said they were involved in the Chamot Yerushalayim, you ask him. Kamode Amar, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Again, Halok Fedaber. Rabbanan Amri b'merkava yoskim, because it says hinei rechavesh v'suseyesh are coming as a result of aloch v'daber. Rabbi Yirmiyama lo yamod adam yitpalel al mitoch din shel halacha, not yun. Rabbi Yirmiyama osik b'tzorchei tzibur is the equivalent of osik b'divrei Torah. Rav Huna amar haro'eh tipa ke'in chardal yoshevet u'mishamret lav shiva nekiyim. That's the example of what we mean Dvar Halacha Psuka, that nothing else could be involved in dragging your mind away from tefillah. It's as cut and dried as could be. See, you're a Rebbe Chanina, my Makiz Dam Bekochi Moal. Odumi Hilchot Ketuvot. Tani Bakapora Amar, the Yud Alev Yom Bein Nida Lanid Halacha Lamosh Misina is also a cut and dried halacha. Tani Rebbe Hoshaya Marbe Adam Dagan Betevin Umarim Alav to bring it into his house before Gemar Malacha Lepotro Min HaMahasrot is also a halacha psuka. Avdan Sha'al L'Rebbe Kama Ma'alot Bekodesh formerly Arba'a. So Kodesh can be possible Revi. Kama Ma'alot Betruma formerly Shalosh. And that's halacha psuka Kama Matzli. Reb Chizkia, Reb Yaakov Baracha, Reb Yosef, Hashem Reb Yochanan. Leolam lo yehe aposek hazeh zaz mitoch picha. Hashem Tzvakot yumonu bezgavlonu alo Yaakov Sela. Reb Yosef, Reb Yibona, Reb Yabu, Hashem Reb Yochanan v'chavrei Hashem Tzvakot. Ashrei Adam boteach boch. Reb Chizkia, Hashem Reb Yabu, yiratzon mefanech Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu. שתצילנו משעות החצופות, הקשות, הרעות, היוצאות, המתרגשות לבוא לעולם. אין עומדים להתפלל על מתוך כובד ראש רבי ישוב בן לוי ואומר, ישתחוו להשם בהדרת קודש, זה בחרדת קודש. רבי יוסי בן חנינו אמר, עבדו את השם בירה וגילו ברעדה. אומר רבי אחא, that also implies that כשיבוא יום רעדה, you will be in a matzav of תגילו despite the יום הדין. אומר רבי יהושע בן לוי, זה שהוא עומד ומתפלל צריך לשב שתי ישיבות, אחת עד שלא יתפלל ואחת מי שיתפלל עד שלא יתפלל, because it says אשרי יושבי ביתך, and then עוד יעלו חסל, אחת מי שיתפלל, אך צדיקים ידעו לשמך ישבו ישרים את פניך. חסידים הראשונים היו שוהים שעה אחת, מתפללים שעה אחת, ושוהים אחר התפילה שעה אחת. What? So when did they have time for being Isaac Betera and him that I asked him to act on? On Rabbi Yitzchak by Rabbi Elazar, on Yedei Shoyu Chassidim, Hayta Bracha Nitenet Betoratan, Ubracha Nitenet Bimlachtan. Chuna Amar, Hamitpalel Achorei Bet HaKnesset Nikra Rosh, Hashem Rasaviv Rishayim Yitalachon. Rav Chuna Amar, Kol Mi Sheinu Nichnas Bet HaKnesset Bolam Hazeh, Eino Nichnas Bet HaKnesset Latid Lavo. מתם סביב רשעים יתהלוך לשון עתיד. אומר רבי יוחנן מתפלל בתוך ביתו כאילו מקיפו חומה של ברזל to protect it. Wait a minute, isn't that the opposite? מחלף השיטות את רבי יוחנן. Because before it, אמן, אומר רבי אבו, אומר רבי בשם רבי יוחנן צריך אדם להתפלל במקום שזה מיוחד לתפילה. And here he says, it's better to daven in your house? Well, כאן ביוחנן, כאן בציבור. So it depends whether there's a tefillah b'tzibur available in the shul. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Hoshaya, he's mitpalel b'beit ha-knesset, he's kilo makriv mincha Torah, matam kasher yaviu b'nei Yisrael, et ha-mincha b'chli tahor b'et Hashem. Rabbi Abu b'shem Rabbi, Rabbi Dar דרשו את השם בהימצו, היכן הוא מצוי בבתי כנסיות ובבתי מדרשות. קראוהו בהיותו קרוב, וכן הוא קרוב, אמר רבי יצחק בן רבי אלעזר לו, it's a reference to, וכן הוא קרוב בבתי כנסיות. ועוד, אל השאליים עומד על גבם, מתי אלוהים ניצב בעד התל בקרב למשפט. וכיסט אמר, זה שנכנס לבית הכנסת, it's got to go all the way in. צריך להיכנס לפנים משני דלתות. מתם? אשרי אדם שומע לי לשקוד על דלתותיי יום יום, דלתותיי, לא דלתי, המזוזות, לא מזוזת. אם עשה כן מהכתיב תמן, כי מוצאים מצא חיים. ובכן אמר זה שהוא הולך לבית הכנסת, צריך להקל את רגליו, to walk quickly, מתם, די דעה נרדפה לדעת את השם כשהוא יוצא, צריך להלוך כימה כימה, מתם, כי אתה צעדי תספור. אומר רבי יוחנן, ברית קרותה היא, היגע תלמודו בבית הכנסת לא במהרה ומשקח. אומר רבי יוחנן, נתנה יתם. ברית כרותה יגיע בתלמודו בצינה, לא במהרה משקח. מתם ועת צנועים חוכמה. אמר רבי יוחנן, ברית כרותה היא הלומד אגדה מתוך הספר, לא במהרה משקח. אמר רבי תנחמה, סובר תלמודו, לא במהרה משקח. מתם, פן תשכח את הדברים אשר ראו עיניך. רבי יונה בשם רבי תנחם ברבי חייא, זה שהוא רואה חלום קשה, צריך לומר ירצון לפניך, השם אלוקי אלוקי אבותי, שיוכל חלומותי שחלמתי בהם הלילה הזה בשם בשאר הלילות, בין שחלמתי אני ובין שחלמו עליי אחרים, אם טובים הם יתקיימו עליי לששון ולשמחה, לברכה ולחיים, ואם הדבר אחר כשם שהפכת את מי המורה למתיקה, ומי יריחו על ידי אלישה למתיקה, ואת כללת בן באור לברכה, כן תהפוך את כל החלומות הקשים, ומה שחלמו לי אחרים לטובה, לברכה, לרפואה, לחיים, לשמחה, לששון ולשלום. Then you say the shalosh hafuchas. Hafachta mispidi l'machol, l'pitat l'san kivta z'ni simcha, l'man yizemer chachavod v'lo yidom Hashem elokai l'olam odeka. Lo ava Hashem elokech l'shmuel b'olam v'yafuch Hashem elokech l'chata klala l'vracha. Ki ha'ifcha Hashem elokech ha'az tismach b'tula b'machol ובחורים וזקנים יחדה, והפכתי אבלם לססון, וניחמתים ושימחתים יגונם. קטיניוס דמישנה אפילו, המלך שלו בשלמה לא ישיבנו, אומר רבי אחר, עד את יום המלכי ישראל, אבל במלכי אומות העולם יבדר ממי שאילת שלום. תני, היה כותב את השם, אפילו מלך שלו בשלמה לא ישיבנו, היה כותב שניים או שלוש שמות, כגון, כאל אלוקים השם, כאל אלוקים השם, הרי זה גומר את אחד מהם, ומשיב שאלת שלום. רבי יוחנן, אביה, תבקור יקום מקנישת לבובו בציפורי, עובר ארכונה ולא קם לי מקומי. אותן בא עם ממוכן, אומר לו, לא, לא, ארפונה, בנימוס הדיבריהו הוא עסיק. רבי חנינה ורבי ישוע בן לוי, אולון קמנה טיפוטה דקיסרין, חמתון וקום מנקומיהם. אמר לי, וואה, מנקומי אלון יהודוי עד קויים. אמר לו, נאפיום דמלאכים חמית. רבי יונה, רבי יוסי, אולון קומי ארסטקינס פנטוקיה, חמתון וקום מנקומיהם. אמרו לי, וואט, מנקומי אלון יהודוי עד קויים לו. אמר לו, אפיים דעני הנחוזי בקרב ונצח. רבי אובון, אול קמי מלכותה, כי נפק, הופך חדה, אוטון, בעיון מקטולינו, וחומן שרין זיקוקין דנור, דנפקן מקטלה, ושפקו, לקיים מה שנאמר, וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא אליך, ויראו ממך. תני רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא אליך, כל אפילו רוחות, אפילו שדים.